Welcome to the Stallion Scoop. I'm Gavin Aiken.
And I'm Brendan Gibson. Today we're getting you caught up on all our fall sports.
Thanks to a solid defense, football is off to a 2-1 start. The offense, however, struggles at times.
The team's conservative play calling and various injuries, including top lineman Sean Ryan, resulted in only one touchdown against Capo, leading to a 14-7 loss. Their only touchdown came on a 20-yard drive, as a blocked punt set up a relatively easy job for the offense.
Student section quickly lost interest in the game, making it harder for the team to regain momentum. Brendan, your opinion, is it the students' fault for not keeping up their energy throughout their homecoming game, or should some of the fault be placed on the team's quite frankly unexciting style of play?
I think the blame falls on the team. Students are at the games mostly to socialize, so unless players give us something to cheer about, we will just talk to the people around us. ASB was working hard to keep the students involved, but frankly, the game was just boring.
I mean, I understand the students should be spirited. It's one of our biggest rivalry games against the season, and having the away Capo fans make more noise than us is simply inexcusable. However, that can't excuse the fact that the running game was stifled all night, and it seems clear to me that Coach Flowers just doesn't trust his quarterback, as he wouldn't let him throw the ball more than 10 yards until Capo took the lead and he was forced to. Something's got to change, or games against the big teams like San Clemente and Mission Viejo are going to be really hard to watch.
Football has away games versus Edison and Huntington Beach in the coming weeks before returning to the Badlands to face Great Oak, who the Stallions beat a year ago.
Girls volleyball is getting mixed results to start the season after a 24-3 season a year ago, mainly due to a tougher schedule and a younger team. Personally, I'm happy with the strength of the schedule despite our record, as last season it seemed to me that the girls weren't ready for the increased level of competition in CIF this year.
The team consists of 8 underclassmen, twice as many as the previous season, including 3 freshmen.
Despite facing strong opponents, the squad is 8-8 after sweeping Tesoro in their first league match. We'll see if they can match last year's team and go undefeated in the league once again.
Boys water polo had a storybook season last year, winning league and then going on a Cinderella run through the CIF playoffs before tragically losing in the finals against Burroughs.
They lost some key seniors, however, and are off to a 1-2 start this season. You could point out that last year's team started out slowly as well, so bouncing back from this early struggle is still very likely for the team.
The boys will try to improve their record against University City and Buena in their next matches before starting league play against Tribuco Hills.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Best of luck to all fall sports teams, and don't forget to ride for the brand.